questions for Kurt? Okay, thanks, Kurt. Public comment? Public comment? Does everybody have a chance to review the minutes from last month? If so, I'll entertain a motion to accept those minutes. All's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Purchasing approvals are going around. I think we've squared away on all those. They're kind of like a resubmitting thing. But, standing report, Steve?
Okay. I just have the year-to-date report for Sheriff's Month Committee. Not much else to report.
Population down a little bit, which is good. And I think it's going well. So if anybody has any questions, there might be some questions on some of the camera stuff in the bill. So anybody has anything?
I don't think anybody has any. We were discussing.
Okay.
I don't think anybody has any problem with camera system at the detention home.
Okay.
I would think that's a wise investment to cover everything we possibly. And I know you've got a lot of voids. Had a lot of voids. Are the new ones in?
The stuff is arriving.
Okay.
Some of it is going directly to IS, and then some of it has arrived at the detention center. So it's once it's all in stock, then I guess they'll start installing. The IS department's going to install with the help of Kurt's department, pulling wire and things like that. So.
How many monitors are you going to have?
Well, we're probably going to have two monitors, but they'll be able to split screen and rotate. There'll be a minimum of 20 cameras, possibly 21.
That's good.
Recording capabilities, so we'll be able to back record.
Good.
From an activity in the area, so got a lot of capabilities. We have none of that now. We have one monitor actually working at the current time for the front door. So
this is something that's been needed for some time.
Right. I have no visual of my parking lot at night.
Mm-hmm.
When we have visitors come to see the kids, there's activity out there. We don't know what's going on out there, so we have no ability to see out there. Now. This will put at least three cameras spanning the parking lot. I might still have one blind spot. We'll be able to work that out. So.
Okay. Any questions for Steve? Judy?
Nothing really new to report. Everything is going pretty smoothly. We're still probably a couple months away of knowing what this year's budget is going to be. I was at a meeting last week where a representative from the administrative office said that Chief Justice Garvin and the director of the administrative office had met with the governor recently to plead the case for probation and for the court system, and they're feeling cautiously optimistic, so we're just going to have to see how this plays out over the next couple months. So.
Okay.
Any questions? Or?
No questions.
Okay.
Thank you,
Judy.
Mr. Van
Nijen? In the circuit clerk's office, have almost completed our cleanup of the evidence vault and got all of the. The biggest challenge is to make sure that we don't get rid of something that is really needed. So we're going one by one through all of the evidence and determining whether or not it's still needed, whether something it could be appealed. Or not. If not, we're getting orders from the judge to destroy it, and it's important because of number one, space, and number two, having it available so that if we need it, we can find it. So, as I told you before, it was kind of something that hadn't been attended to in years, and I'm kind of proud of the fact that we have proceeded and cleaned it up quite a bit. In that space, where the evidence locker is, what we hope to do is cooperate with the buildings department and actually carting that off, but then create a new public space in front of the evidence that is, of course, the evidence would be restricted from the public, but there would be we've moved a bunch of cabinets, moved some files around with our work in the upstairs in the fourth floor of the record center. We've cleared up a lot of space, so we were able to move things around and clear up space down in the basement across from the law library. And what it's my hope that we could take the public access terminals that we have currently that are up in a hallway up on the first floor and move them down into that space, make it more hospitable for people who want to use it, put up tables so that or desks so that people could actually sit down and look at the records that they want to find, and then more importantly, it will create in the future the ability that if the public wants to come in and electronically file cases and be directed through publicly filing cases, that they'll be able to do that in the space. So we've made significant progress towards that, and it's in the spirit of kind of customer service that we're doing it. So that's all my report.
Way over the 3 minutes mark.
the evidence that you have, is that all criminal cases?
We do have evidence on the civil side, but it's not necessary to keep that in the vault. We actually keep that in a separate restricted area from the public.
I'm just surprised that the circuit clerk would store evidence rather than it be responsibility of the law enforcement agency in charge in the case.
There is a difference. The evidence that has been presented as tagged as part of a trial have to be available for example, for appeals. And we have to be able to provide that for any post-judgments, post-trial judgments, or appeals. So they stay in the custody of the circuit clerk. The other items of evidence stay with the police department. So,
I mean, you wouldn't keep it large, like a large amount of drugs or something like that?
Yes. we actually do have, that's one of the interesting things about our evidence locker is that there is some paraphernalia and drugs that are down there. And it's important to have the right proper training on this. What we found out from our training is that marijuana can be extremely dangerous after it's been sitting for years, because it has a tendency to grow some mold and spores that are hazardous to the employees' health. So we have old marijuana, of course, when it's determined, and we've already determined some of it has to be, it's no longer necessary, and that it can be destroyed, we turn it back over to the law enforcement, and they have the means, the sheriff's office.
They have means
to take care of it. No, Mike, they don't have a party.
No, Jamie said party, not me. I just chuckled at him.
I just never thought of you guys having an evidence vault. I could understand for civil cases, but I always thought that the drugs were presented before the trial or at the trial. If the evidence went back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah. Again, we're getting out of my area of expertise.
That's the way it's normally done.
Usually, when we present evidence in trial, it's turned over to them, we don't see it again. And that goes with homicides. Michael Keller, which has had like four trials for separate mm-hmm. defendant, one defendant, two different trials. Once that evidence is presented and it's tagged as evidence in the trial, we don't see it. The law enforcement doesn't see it anymore.
Usually when you're talking about evidence, you're talking about chain of custody and maintaining the custody. Yeah. And then once evidence has been presented in a trial and marked as an exhibit, maybe that would be a better way of describing it,
it's evidence in the custody
of the law enforcement. It becomes an exhibit once it's in the custody of the courts. Yeah. And if it's in the custody of the courts, it's my responsibility to safeguard it and maintain the chain of custody. So it's no longer necessary.
Any questions for Mr. Van Ida? We have no one from the judges.
I just have the monthly report. Our average is right on track for last year. And other than that, we have nothing to do. Any questions?
You had some spikes in that during the month, didn't you?
Sometimes you have that, but sometimes it's the weekends.
this credit card deal, is that all in place for bail now?
It is. How far are we into that? It would be more.
It's been in use of the jail for about 2 weeks now. A
couple weeks now.
And there really hasn't been any problems so far. So,
so it should thin your herd out a little bit.
And once the word gets out, that'll happen.
Yeah, good.
It's just for so long, you know, I used to hear stories of guys that always kept $102 in their wallet. Mm-hmm. And so once the story, once the word gets out, mm-hmm. I think you'll see people will not carry the credit card with them.
Okay. Any questions for Sheriff's Department? State's Attorney.
I want to let everyone know there's a premiere of a heroin documentary at SIUE on Sunday. Ashley Searing and Corey Byers are at SIU. Corey is a professor and Ashley's been a student. She's actually graduated. She's been filming some of our heroin task force meetings. She worked with the Project Drug Smart in Edwardsville. And so she kind of decided she has an interest in documentary filmmaking, so she has created this film. It's Sunday, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It's going to be at Lovejoy Library, and it's the premiere. There will also be one later in the week on Wednesday, May 6th at SWIC in Belleville at 7 o'clock. We help use some of our drug funds to help fund the project as well, too. So the hope is to distribute the video to schools to try to get it out as much as possible. That's her goal. But she, I know she talked to the state's attorney, the coroner. I don't know if she talked with anyone on probation. They've done some reenactments with the Troy Police Department in some cases. I believe she talked to Judge Knapp. She talked to family members who've been affected. So we're kind of looking forward. So if you are available on in the Edwardsville area on Sunday, 2 o'clock, it's going to be the premiere. So she's trying to get the word out. She's been really great to work with. And hopefully we'll have a link or somehow if we can get it up on our website. The IT department too has been really good transferring over the web page, and so maybe we can figure out how to get that up there as well too. But yeah, there's also an Amnesty Day on, I know our office, your office, Alton Police Department in Alton on Saturday, 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Traffic warrants, misdemeanor warrants, ordinance violations does not apply to anything more serious, domestic violence, federal, felony, juvenile, that type of thing. But all in second amnesty day on Saturday as well.
Is that going to move around the county to different cities?
It's up to each jurisdiction to do. This might be Alton second. Is this their second? Yeah, so I think that's up to each jurisdiction.
Okay. Any questions? New business, I don't know if anybody has a schedule book. Monday, May 11th at 2 p.m., is that a problem for anybody to make that meeting?
I'll be on my way to you guys.
2 o'clock Monday?
Yeah, it's a joint meeting. It's us and buildings about some of the architectural plans on the jail renovation.
Okay. Are we going to be done by 3:30, you think?
Oh, I would think so.
Because that's our grants.
Yeah, we have a 3 o'clock also, public safety. Yeah.
I would think.
Where's that going to be at, Steve?
Here, some, I guess, here.
The buildings
maybe
committee moved their meetings now to Monday before public safety.
All right, before public safety.
So it's the buildings committee.
So we may be.
So they plan on being out.
We may be in the county boardroom.
They usually
plan
on it, yes.
I guess there's probably enough people maybe we can do that. Jamie, is that a problem?
I'll do my best.
Robert?
I can be there.
Okay. You'll be gone?
I'll be gone.
No, we won't miss you anyhow.
Mark will be able to talk longer than 3 minutes.
I'll send out.
Okay, so tentatively we'll have him schedule that. Put that on your calendars. May 11th, 2 p.m. Any other new business? Any old business? Purchasing approvals. I'll entertain a motion for the bills.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Also, I think that's
good. Around the table?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Mike? I say yes. Then we have these, let's see, there's four purchasing, we can include all those at once. One's for the laptop and the squad car, one's the radar unit for the squad car. This is an additional one, but then we're saying for three. The in-car camera, and then for the this was just the wrong amount on this, right, Steve, on your camera?
Yes, yes.
And it's just a corrected a one we've already passed. Entertain a motion for these purchasing orders.
So moved.
Mike, second.
Second.
Jamie. Liz.
Yes.
Dusty.
Yes.
Eric. Yes. Robert.
Yes.
I say yes. Take anything out? Motion to adjourn? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.